Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host, as we shift into travel mode. Joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, well, we're back. That was quick.
We are. Quick hour every day.
Quick hour, quick break. I didn't even get to eat my salad in a jar from our first guest. So lots of fun in the first hour of the show. We talked about all sorts of things. But as always, this hour we shift gears and we talk about travel. We want to welcome all of our listeners from Arizona, all you streaming live listeners out there, your podcasters that listen at your own convenience. Yeah, I know. Podcasting is a big deal out there. And of course, those of you listening in your car on the radio right now or at home, hi, Gina and Doug. Happy Father's Day, Doug, to you. It's Happy Father's Day to all those. And normally I don't even say a holiday during this hour because it does play, you know, a week later in Arizona. But I'm doing it anyway. So there you go.
I'm sure they'll get it.
Yeah, you think they'll get it?
Yeah.
All right. So a lot of people are listening. I'm trying to figure out the streaming thing now. It's probably about half and half now, radio versus streaming.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. And then podcasts, I never know about that. People just tend to look around and go, oh, well, I think we'll listen to that. So anyway, today's show is presented by Renova Energy. We want to thank them for being part of the show. All of our sponsors' info is on the website, Traveling with Françoise. Check it out, including television shows, radio podcast, the contest page, so much stuff on that website. It changes every single week. We change up that website. So if you haven't been, time to go. And while you're there, you might want to click on the YouTube page or like us on Facebook, Twitter. I don't know, all that sort of stuff. Thankfully, I don't have to do everything that's involved with that, but I do a lot. All right, on the show today, we're going to have Sharbi Higuchi, who's going to join us from the Pageant of the Masters, which starts on July 7th and runs through September. I do have two tickets to give away on the show, and they are two tickets for Sunday, August 5th. Now, these tickets, you can't ask me for different ones once you get them. That's it. That's all you're going to get. It's $120 value. So we will open those lines after we hear from our guest, Sharbi, and talk to her. And you hear a little bit more about what the theme is. Each year they do a different theme, and they do such an amazing job over there. And also it is on the grounds of the Festival of the Arts. So you're going to hear about the whole thing. And Sharbi will be calling us about 12:15. So I'll wrap this up, this part of the show up before then. And then later on the show, we have some tram passes and some other stuff. So stick around. And that number you might want to program into your phone is 760-440-8255. All right. Holiday summer is here. Lots of stuff going on. And this is a shocker. Gas prices are dropping for the 10th time in 12 days.
That's good.
That is good, yeah. The average price of a gallon of self-serve regular gasoline in Riverside County dropped Saturday for the 10th time, decreasing 0.3 cents to $3.67 a gallon.
I didn't even know it was in the $3 range.
I know. Isn't that
I don't pay attention to it.
I don't like to admit this because...
I do because my thing is I need it no matter what. I don't have a choice.
Well, that's the deal. And I do... I'm a Valero person for a couple reasons because all my gas comes on one bill that way.
Right.
So I sort of have an eye, but I'm like you. I don't look at the price because I know I'm going to have to get it
all
anyway.
All it's going to do is make me mad.
Yeah.
And
for
all
me
it's gonna do.
To drive around to all these different places...
Wasting more gas.
Yeah. I'm not going to sit at Costco for 30 minutes.
See, you know what, though? I don't mind Costco because it looks wild, but I'm normally pretty quick when I'm in there.
Yeah.
Even there's been times where my car is in, you know, I'm blocking traffic.
Oh, are you one of those?
No. I'm just saying, like, I've been that in the long, that, you know, that far back. And a lot of times it will move pretty quick.
Move pretty quick, yeah. But I do get a discount for using a Valero card.
There you go.
So there, yeah, I know. But yeah, these people that stop in the middle of the road for the Costco thing, very dangerous.
Yeah.
They have wrecks there all the time. Anyway, so there you go. Gas prices are dropping going into the summer months. So that's a good thing. Fuel prices are dropping for jets. We'll talk about that later. Oh, no, the fuel costs, I think, are rising, but the fares are good. I don't know. We'll get into that in a minute. But Tabasco. Who doesn't love Tabasco? Do you like Tabasco, Sean? You probably don't like Tabasco now that I said that.
Yeah. Tabasco's not bad.
It's all right. I don't use it, frankly.
Yeah, no, I use the Valentino.
Yeah. It's a little too acidic for me.
Yeah. I think, you know what? That's probably what my problem is with it because I have a sensitive stomach.
Yeah. Yeah. I would rather have just regular Pico de Gallo.
Well, I like sriracha too. But I've always liked sriracha since I was a kid.
Okay, yeah. Okay, no sriracha. Ugh, okay. Avery Island, Louisiana. That is where Tabasco was actually founded. It's famous for the Tabasco Company, which was celebrates its 150th birthday.
It's been around for a long time.
It's been around for a long time. Now, when you are over there in Louisiana, you can actually tour. They have a Tabasco Museum that you can go. You get free samples of all sorts of tobacco-infused foods. They
Tabasco.
Have, pardon me?
I said Tabasco.
Yeah.
You said tobacco.
Oh, did I?
That's
oh, I'm sorry.
A whole different type of infusion.
Oh, okay. No, Tabasco. Tabasco. Yes. So everything's infused with the spicy hot stuff. And they also have a jungle gardens, a nature preserve, all this sort of stuff is on an island, Avery Island. So interesting that I didn't even realize this. And these are things I would love to feature on the show about these crazy places like that. Do they have crocodiles there, I wonder? Hmm.
I don't know. I would imagine. It seems like the place it would be there, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Huh.
You know what I do like, though, about Tabasco is they have the different flavors. They got a couple different flavors that are
pretty
cool,
too. I like the green one.
Yeah, the green one's really
good. The green one's really, we can handle the green ones. Yeah. So they also have, they're at their Tabasco Museum and plant. They also have everything you want. They have restaurants and all sorts of stuff. So if you're in the area, Avery Island in Louisiana, check it out and go to the Tabasco place. There. Sounds, you know, there's always something to do out there. Also in this show, because Sharpie is going to be calling early, so we're going to step aside in just a minute so we can get all our sponsors' commercials in. We have our question of the week, which was about bag tags. I have, you know, a whole list of you answered that question, and I'm going to be drawing a winner. Did I say I was going to do it this week or next week? I don't remember what I said. Anyway, so we're going to talk about your response to the bag tag question. And all sorts of stuff. So I think what we'll do to give Sharpie time to give us a call in is, well, why don't we just go to break now and start that process. And then when we come back, we'll find out about the Pageant of the Masters. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise on AM, FM, streaming live, and podcast. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. All right, this is the 85th anniversary. We are so fortunate to be able to share this with you every year on the show for the last several years. It is the Pageant of the Masters, the Festival of the Arts, and joining us once again is Sharpie Higuchi. Hi, Sharpie.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having us back, Francoise.
Can you believe it? It's been a year.
I know. Time flies by so quickly, doesn't it?
It sure does. And you guys, I know from experience, you start on next year's as soon as this one's just rolling it out to the audience. So let's talk about this year's Pageant of the Masters. I want to talk about both and the Festival of the Arts. So, Sharpie, I'm going to let you start on which one you want to discuss first.
Well, let's start with the Pageant of the Masters because, you know, there's really, truly like it nowhere else in the world, only here in Laguna Beach. And so imagine if you're looking at a famous works of art and, let's say, suddenly it just comes to life. That is kind of what we do here at the Pageant of the Masters. What we do is we faithfully recreate classical and contemporary works of art with real people posing look exactly like their counterparts in the original pieces. And it's a stage production, and it's accompanied by some really wonderful original music played by our pageant orchestra. And we tell a story about each piece that we're presenting on stage. It is about a 90-minute stage production, and it happens every night from July 7th through September 1st, this summer at 8:30 in the evening. And it really is quite special, as you well know. It's hard to put it in words, but it literally is art coming to life right before your eyes. And it all happens under the stars in our beautiful amphitheater.
And it really is so special because people think they know what to expect. But each year that I've been, and I think now I've been probably 4, 5, 6 years in a row that I've been coming to the event, the technology changes. Everything changes year after year. There's so many different new elements that you bring into it. And I think that's why I always tell people, you might have gone, let's say, 10 years ago, but let me tell you, it's completely different, but still as phenomenal.
it is completely different every year. And that has a lot to do with our Pageant of Masters director, Diane Challis-Davy. You might say she, in the past 20 years, have really breathed new life into the Pageant of the Masters. And what she's done is she's added video into the show and singing and dancing, and you actually see more movement of our cast members. So you can see the pieces of work, of artwork, put it together right before your eyes. And she is definitely has some surprises in store for the audience this year as well.
Well, I remember you even had a horse one year, a horse walking back and forth.
Yes, we have had a horse. We've had a dog in the show. I don't want to blow the surprises, but I will tell you, your audience will be in for a surprise this year as well.
Okay, now what is the theme for this year's pageant?
So this year's theme is Under the Sun. And really, she wanted to pay tribute to about the beauty of the nature and those artists who really try to capture the beauty of nature, those plein air artists. It's also a bit of the first act is kind of like a love letter to Laguna Beach, because she pays tribute to the many famous artists who helped make Laguna Beach the art colony that it is today. And it is also, it's as you mentioned earlier, it's the pageant's 85th anniversary, and you'll see a tribute in the show about the pageant's 85th anniversary, but we also celebrate our art neighbor's centennial anniversary this year, which is the Laguna Art Museum.
Mm. So a lot going on, but there's always a lot going on because the pageant...
There's always a lot going on, and I'll tell you one thing I'm really excited about is with the theme Under the Sun, how could you not pay tribute to the art and surf culture of Southern California? Mm-hmm. And that will be a really fun and uplifting end of our first act. And then our second act will go into the plein air painters of Europe. And I think everyone will see some really traditional masterpieces recreated that we're so famous for doing.
All right, and what a lot of people don't realize that the Pageant of the Masters, folks, is right on the grounds. It's within the grounds of the Festival of the Arts. So when you go for one, you're actually there. You can do both. The pageant is in its own amphitheater, but it's right there on the grounds. And the Festival of the Arts...
It is. It's on the grounds of the Festival of Arts. So the Festival of Arts of Laguna Beach is the organization that produces two amazing shows, one of which is the Pageant of the Masters, and the second is the Festival Arts Fine Art Show. And our art show is a juried art show. It's 140 of Orange County's finest artists. And there's just quite a diversity of media and artwork. And it's there not only for you to browse and take a look out at, but also available for purchase. And in addition to the artist work that's being featured, we also have... quite a few special events and music series and entertainment and also art workshops and tours. I always say there's a lot to see and do at the Festival of Arts, and there certainly is something for everyone. We have, for example, on Mondays, we have art and story time for the toddlers, and it's a story being read as long as with an art activity that goes along with it. For those art buffs, we have an art talk and tea series on Wednesdays. We have some really wonderful music series every single evening. And on Sundays, July 8th, we're going to have a family art day. And on August 19th, we're going to have a festival runway fashion show. And now we do have some free workshops that are open every single day for our patrons to try their hand at art. And we also have some special paid for classes that are a little bit more unique. All the information I'm talking about is online at our website, which is lagunafestivalarts.org. But here's a little secret that not everyone knows, Francois. If
okay.
you buy a ticket to the Pageant of the Masters, it's also a season pass to the Festival of Arts Fine Arts Show. So all the great things I just mentioned, just show your pageant ticket, come back to the art show again and again all summer long. It's like it's getting two shows for the price of one.
Well, it is, and I was just thinking about that because I wanted people to know that if you don't the Pageant of the Masters just isn't on your docket this year, that's fine. You can certainly just go to the festival on the grounds there of the arts and just enjoy all the artists and take all that in. Now,
you can do that. And the Fest Arts does have its own separate admission ticket. So for whatever reason, if you don't feel like going to see the Pageant of the Masters, you certainly can come to the Fine Arts Show and pay admission right at our gate. Tickets start at $10, and they're varied on different days of the week, as well as there's special prices for children. And in fact, we have children 5 and under get in free, as does as do the military.
Mm. All right. But here's what I find, Sharby, when I go. The people that are there for the Festival of the Arts, they think, oh, we just feel like going to just the artist part, and we're into the entertainment, and you have the restaurants on site and all that. And then they hear the people coming out of the Pageant of the Masters, and they hear them talking. And then all of a sudden they think, you know what? I haven't been. And I'm listening to this, and you're hearing people go, ooh, and awe, and talking about it. Next thing you know, those same people are going to be right back to see the Pageant of the Masters as well.
You bet. So, you bet. And you know what? We are a nonprofit art organization, and our purpose is to really support and educate people about the arts. Mm-hmm. And we do so in through the art show, but also through the Pageant of the Masters. We kind of refer here at the festival, we'll refer the pageant as an entertaining art history lesson. So we certainly hope that people take away something about the arts when they come either to the Fine Art Show or to the Pageant of the Masters, and they've done it in a very fun and entertaining way.
Well, I love going every year, and I want you, and I briefly touched on this, but tell everyone about the amenities inside their Festival of the Arts. There are restaurants, so tell us about food and drink. Is it available?
Yes, this year we actually have a brand new restaurant on our grounds. It's called Terra Laguna Beach, and it is a sit-down restaurant, and they serve delicious and healthy California cuisine. And we also have Gina Al Fresco on our grounds, which is basically kind of more of a grab and go. Mm. So they have salads and pizzas. But the wonderful thing, you can also bring in your own picnics here at the Festival of Arts if you'd like. So sit on our green area, watch the entertainment, enjoy the food. We also have a wine bar here, and take in all the magic of the arts that surround you.
Okay. And the hour, when does the gates for the festival open daily? What time do they open?
Yeah, the Festival of Arts opens on July 5th, and then it also runs through September 1st.
At what time in the morning do the gates open?
On the weekdays, it opens at noon and runs through 11:30 p.m., and on the weekends, it opens at 10 a.m. and runs through 11:30 p.m.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit about parking, because I know that there's some local shuttles that have pickups, and there's parking across the street. But I want to give everybody a heads up on the parking.
Yes, as you well know, parking can be a little bit challenging here in Laguna Beach, mm-hmm. but there are quite a few different city lots that you can park in. One of the best ones to park in is up in Laguna Canyon Road. It's called Act 5. If you park there, then you can, and I think it's lot 16 is how it's referred to by the city. But if you park there, I think it's only $7, and it's all day long for that. And then you can hop the trolley, and the trolley will actually drop you off right in front of the Festival of Arts and Pageant of the Masters doorstep.
Yeah, so easy. So easy to get around, folks. I mean, Laguna Beach just welcomes the Pageant of the Masters and the Festival of the Arts, so they embrace it, and they make it as easy as possible for you to enjoy it and have a fantastic time. Now, Sharby, I always am amazed. Tell us just a little bit about the volunteer program that goes along with the pageant and the Festival of the Arts. Just incredible what you do there.
Well, you know what, as I said, we could not possibly do the Pageant of the Masters without our volunteers. So all the people that you actually see in the cast on stage are volunteers. It takes about 500 volunteers to put on our show. Not only do they serve as the cast members, but also in the headpiece and costume and backstage assistants. They're also makeup artists and refreshment servers. And if you can believe it or not, by the end of the summer, our volunteers will have donated, I would say, roughly about 60,000 hours of their time just to benefit the arts. And I cannot say it enough. Without them, there simply would not be a pageant of the Masters.
And you have
and
in your
very appreciated over the years of all their contributions that they have done.
Well, they do such, and they love doing it. We have a behind-the-scenes show that I shot last year for Traveling with Françoise. It is on our YouTube page. You can actually go behind the scenes of last year's Pageant of the Masters and see what really goes on. But you have volunteers from young as 4 years old to some that are in their 80s. You have volunteers that have been coming every year for, I don't know, 20 years or so. It's really something.
Yeah, some even 35 years plus. And I like to say about the Pageant of the Masters, about our volunteers, that during the summer when you start seeing familiar faces, it also feels like a one big family reunion back there. And you have generations of families that have participated in the Pageant of the Masters. And you also have families that come in together, like the children might be in the show and dad and mom helps behind the scenes in the makeup department. But it is really an amazing time of the year. And again, for them to volunteer, you have to imagine some of these people are coming as far north as Los Angeles, from San Diego, Temecula areas, because they're driving a lot of miles just to be here in our show.
Well, Sharpie, thank you so much again. I can't wait to come out. I think there's a preview or media night I'm coming to coming up soon. You do a wonderful job. Thanks for being part of the show, and we'll all see you out there at the festival.
All right. I look forward to seeing you, and thanks so much for always putting us on and telling everybody about the Pageant of the Masters and the Festival Arts Fine Arts Show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sharpie. We'll see you soon. All right, folks.
See you soon.
Okay, you can go to that website, pageanttickets.com, but I have some tickets to give away coming up. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. Back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I'm Françoise Rhodes, your host. We want to thank Sharpie Higuchi for joining us. Talk about the Pageant of the Masters. Sean, have you been?
I have not. I've only seen your show on it. That's it.
That's right. Yeah, you can go to the TV page on Traveling with Françoise and see a behind-the-scenes look at how they do it. It's incredible. Now, I already have people calling me and asking me for tickets to this. They just call.
It makes sense because it looks really cool.
Yeah, it is. It's really something. Now, I have two tickets. This is a $120 value for the Pageant of the Masters on August 5th. It's a Sunday. The seats are great seats. They were normally where I sit when I go. They're right in the middle, right in the center, main tier area. And we are going to give those away on the show. 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. We are so lucky to have these tickets to give away. I'm also going to give some away on the website, but give us a call right now and you are going to win. And you're going to be a really lucky person to win these Pageant of the Masters tickets. Trust me, it's incredible and you're going to have so much fun when you go. I always go early because I want to see the arts festival, have something to eat, you know, just hang around, absorb the whole thing. Some people just go in for the pageant. And then they realize that they've missed all this stuff with the art festival. Then they go back. But I would say just go and make a, you know, afternoon of it. Go around 1, 2, spend the afternoon, have dinner, then go to the show. And it really is a great way to spend the day. And remember, it is daily from July 7th to September 1st. And they've never, knock on wood, been rained out. Laguna Beach, you know, kind of clouds kind of just go over Laguna Beach. You know, sun's always in Laguna. So it's really, it's just, and it's not, you take a sweater and you're fine. You're outside because they have not only on the stage do you see things, but up in the hillside, they'll have a light will come on and they'll be, in the past, there was someone on a horse or there were just people posing as, or doing, you have to see it to understand it. But you won't even know who the people are in these things until sometimes they'll have the person move, step out of the picture, and you'll go, oh, really? That was a person? I didn't even know it. But after so many, you know, after 85 years of doing this, they kind of know how to do it. So they do a great job. So it looks like Sean is talking to somebody on the phone. Looks like we have a winner. And remember, I do have some vouchers for the Short Film Festival and some tram passes to give away as well. So we have Well, we have over a couple hundred dollars worth of prices down. Show. Oh, okay. Who do we have?
You had Lisa from, I'll let her say the name of where she lives.
Okay. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you so much. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Oh, that's so nice. And have you been to the Pageant of the Masters?
We've never been. We actually live nearby, but we've never been. We actually got married right around there also.
Oh.
But never been to the Masters. Yeah.
Wow. You're going to love it. You are just going to, it's something you're going to talk about because it's just, you got to just go with the flow. Just let it absorb you. Like I was saying earlier, go to the festival. You've been to the Festival of the Arts.
Have you? Not really. We've been just, again, in the area, but never to it. So I will enjoy the whole experience.
Oh, well then, okay. Then you had to go early and go around two or so. Enjoy the whole festival. Have some dinner there. Just relax and then go into the pageant. It's really, you're going to have so much fun. Well, I'm so excited. And Sean asked me, what did you want me to ask Sean? Where she was calling from? Or where are you calling from?
We are on the road. We just spent Father's Day near Blythe.
Okay.
But where are we right now? Okay.
Now we're in Palm Springs, but we live in Aliso Viejo.
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, congratulations, you guys. I can't wait. Make sure, stay on the line that Sean has all your information. And I hope when all is said and done, I'll put a little card in there that you send me an email and tell me how you like it, okay?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You are more than welcome. Stay on the line and make sure Sean has your info. All right. So, yay, there we go. All right. They're going to have so much fun. And I'm always excited when I get to send people to something that they've never been before. So I will have some more Pageant of the Masters tickets that will be on the website. There'll be a contest up there so you can check it out. And we also have tram passes. But right now we're going to talk about our Traveling with Francoise question of the week. And that prize there is whale watching for two. Oh, it says right here. There's a note I made to myself, Sean. We're going to pick a winner today on the show. So during the next break, I'll put everybody's, they'll rip up all these little tags and put them in a bowl and we'll pick a name. But the question was, believe it or not, bag tags can make a huge difference if your luggage is lost, excuse me, misplaced and even stolen. Do you have bag tags on all of the bags that you travel with? I do. Do you?
I haven't traveled for a very long time.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that when Jasmine had to leave, we didn't have a bag tag.
Oh, you
for
gosh.
Her bag.
Why didn't you call me? I have some extras, you know. They're all traveling with Francoise bag tags or white with traveling with Francoise. So let me know and I'll get you some. But they really are important. Linda Maggiore said, could use these traveling next Tuesday. She didn't have any either.
Right. So, I'm telling you, I think people forget about them.
They do forget about them. And you want to have the ones where your information is not just exposed on top.
Right.
You know,
it's not plain sight, but
right.
It's in there.
They can be flipped over and you can have them the other way. Or
right.
You can always put a little piece of paper in front of all the info and just have your name show. And
yeah.
Some of them have a little flap. So you do want to protect your information. Susan Brown Rosenberg says she has a Rutgers tag. And she sent a photo. It says, "Are you rah rah" on her bag tag. So obviously she's a big graduate or something. Nancy Edwards says yes. Gary Schwartz says yes. He goes, "I even have bag tags on my carry-on bag." I do that a lot also. I just put it on there in case. For sometimes
just in case.
Yeah, you're in a big rush and people are like shoving and pushing and you can't grab your bag and I don't know. And someone might, especially if it's a plain black bag, there's so many of them, they might grab it from the overhead just accidentally and you see your bag tags, you know, and say, "Wait a minute, that's mine." All right, Victoria Hirakoa, she said, "Absolutely. Plus, we have a picture of our puppy on vacation lounging on a chaise. It maybe gives some warmth to someone that may steal from us. Plus, it makes you smile to think who's waiting for us back home." Well, that's cute. Well, good for them. That's cute. All right. Kendra Baxter says yes. Mickey Bauer says, "Yes, I do. In fact, I try to keep one inside the bag as well, just in case the outside one is ripped off and destroyed or lost." Connie Orsak says, "Inside and outside, just in case." Good for you, Connie. Carol Schumacher Bowen says, "Yes, I do, but thanks for the reminder." Susan and Jerry Marvin, they say, "Yep." Ellen Freiberg Perosh says yes, and your contact info inside the bags also. Yes, that is important that you might slip a little paper inside your bag that has your contact info. In case mine is, my bag tag is plastic on a, some sort of nylon thing that it, for them to break it off, I think they'd have to break the handle of the bag off or just take it off. Anyway, Rhonda Ellen Taplin says, yes, but need some new ones. That said, traveling with Francoise to match my baseball cap. Hint, hint. So, Rhonda, I told you, send me an email and I think I'll get some out to you. I have a few. I ordered a whole bunch at one time. I didn't know what I was going to do with them all, but I ordered probably 500 bag tags and through the
That's
years.
Good.
Yeah, I just gave them away through the years. So, and I still have probably about 500 left. No, I don't. I think I have about 50 left or so. Judy Isaacson said, most definitely I keep identification inside too. Good for you. And Karen DeRath said, we have bag tags and duct tape around the bags. So ugly, no one would want to steal them. Lots of laughs. So I hear you. I used to tie a scarf. Sometimes I would take that white tape and put initials on the bags in big letters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So when they came down on a black bag, they just stood out.
Yeah. And it yeah. pops out. You know,
yeah.
it's you.
Something so much. Because even though I try to get colorful bags, now there's so many different types of bags out there. But people still tend to go with the black. And the reason for that is we have that figured out is because with all the scuffing and dirt and all the crud, bagged, just think what your suitcase goes through. Ooh, it's not a pretty thought. At least we won't notice it if it's black. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Okay. So I think with that said, we will go to break in just a second here, but Father John Struzzo and Nada Preslow, they will not be making it today from Ave Maria Pilgrimage because of some, they were traveling and there was something happened on their schedule. So they won't be getting in until late tonight. So that means they won't be on the show today. So we'll have them back at a different time. But if you're looking for a trip with a spiritual renewal about it, a spiritual journey, go to AveMariaPilgrimage.com. And remember, it's not pilgrimages. Those are other companies. AveMariaPilgrimage.com is local right here, and they do a really fantastic job. So, sorry about that, but again, they will not, Father John Struzzo will not be here along with Nada, but we will have them back at a different date. Okay, on that note, we're going to step aside. I'm going to get all these entries together and draw a name, and we'll tell you who wins when we get back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Thanks so much for joining us today. All right, so I have all of your replies to our Traveling with Francoise question of the week. And I'm going to draw one. I could just kind of cut them all up and, yeah, madhouse in here. But anyway, because I forgot I was going to give them away today. So somebody's going to win whale watching tickets for two to Dana Wharf whale watching. And that person is Kimberly Krause. So congratulations, Kimberly. You have won a whale watching tickets for two for Dana Wharf whale watching. All you have to do to be entered is to answer the Facebook question, our Traveling with Francoise question of the week. Find us on Facebook. And there you go. It's that simple. So congratulations. So you guys are giving some really good answers. So I'm trying to, you know, change up the questions, and it's fun to read these over the air. So everyone's entered. Whether I read your answer over the air or not. Right, we do have industry news here brought to you by the Braille Institute and Rancho Mirage. Take advantage of all their programs they have to offer. Check it out, Braille Institute on Ramon Road. Be proactive, not reactive, 760-321-1111. And we do have those vouchers for the Short Film Festival, June 19th through 25th. It's a four blocks of short films. It's a $52 value. I will mail those out to you. If you want them, give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255 for four passes to any one of the blocks of short films at the Palm Springs International Short Fest happening June 19th through 25th. So those are up for grabs. I'm going to probably have a Facebook contest for some tickets too as well. All right. Let's see. What is happening in the world of news? Well, okay. The Mandarin Oriental Hotel in London is closed until further notice. The hotel had a fire there. So if you have reservations for the Mandarin Oriental, you might want to give them a call because they are closed right now until further notice, investigating the fire and fixing it and whatnot. The World Cup boosts Russia travel by 50%. Even though the U.S. did not qualify for the soccer tournament this year, the first time in a lot of years that we didn't qualify. I wonder what happened there.
I think that I don't know. I don't feel like we pay enough attention to it.
Yeah, we don't pay enough attention to soccer. And it's that is, you know, that is this World Cup thing, the soccer is the number one sporting event of all time in the world.
Right, because it's so big in other places. But I think that since we don't pay enough attention, there's not enough fans for us to really put something together.
I don't know. I mean, we're more worried about the Super Bowl. So anyway, even though the U.S. did not qualify, it is the second biggest source for ticket sales after host country, for the host country, Russia. So big, big stuff. Parking in Las Vegas. Yeah, well, you know, they had a fee for everything. Well, guess what? Wynn said, all right. Of course, Wynn is trying to gain back some favor after all that happened with Steve Wynn and all that sort of stuff. So they say in Vegas, you'll pay $18 to park your own car for a night at MGM's luxury properties, the Aria, the Bellagio, and $30 per day to valet. Holy smoke. That's a lot. $30 to valet.
And then you're going to have to tip them as well.
Exactly. At Caesar's Palace, it's $15 for 24-hour self-parking and $23 for valet.
You know what? I think that being that all these fees are getting crazy, we're going to come to a bubble to where the big thing is going to be the ones that are saying, oh, guess what? We have no parking fees.
And guess what? That is exactly what Wynn did.
Is that what they did?
That's exactly what they did, Sean. You hit it right on the head there. They have ended paid self-parking for overnight visitors, and they have a new validation program for non-hotel guests and locals as well. So probably if you go in and you eat at a restaurant or something,
then you
don't have to pay anything.
Right.
So good on Wynn there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully the others will start following as well. So, but can you believe that $30 to valet?
I can because everybody charges for everything. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. The good thing from that is that all these things are going to slowly start to fall off again.
Yeah, I used to valet when I travel, but now if I don't have to, you know, if they don't make the self parking so complicated to find, which they used to, you didn't even know they had self parking. Now they have big signs. I am fine with self parking and schlepping my suitcase in. And
I'm the same way.
And if I need help, I'm always happy to just. And sometimes you can pull up and just give the bellman, give him your bags, give him a tip. And they'll take them in there for you.
They'll take care of it.
And then go park your own car. All right. Centurion Lounge coming to LAX. The lounge will be featured, will feature brightly and dimly lit areas to help travelers adjust to time changes. Well, okay. That's a good thing. And they say despite big fuel price increases, airfares fell again in May. We talked about fuel earlier. Fares dropped 1.9% from the prior month and 6.6% from last May, according to the Consumer Price Index. All right, Alaska Airlines, they're altering their boarding procedure. The carrier will begin giving its boarding groups names in an effort to simplify the process. Instead of we are boarding zone one, zone two, I don't know, and really the zones are by your seats. That's
right.
Where your seats are. I still feel they should load the people in the back first and come forward.
And come forward. It makes sense.
It does make sense. Otherwise, when you're sitting in an aisle seat, do you know how often you get hit with suitcases and bags?
Stuff.
Yeah, and people. I don't know what the problem is. I guess first class people want to feel special by boarding first. But they have to keep in mind that the people that are sitting way in the back don't have tickets for first class.
Yeah, no, and we got to walk through it.
Oh, boy. Okay. Royal Caribbean Cruises to acquire the majority stake in Silver Seas. They will pay $1 billion to acquire 66.7% stake in the luxury line, the most far-reaching acquisition in the cruise industry in over a decade. And Family Suites bathroom on Spectrum of the Seas to hang over ship side. I saw a picture of it. It's actually... But there's a lot of windows, so I don't get this. If the bathroom is hanging over the side of the ship and it's all windows, how does it keep the people from... It's very clever. It says the 2,800-square-foot suite will have three bedrooms. I guess there's only one. All right, so I guess it's only one suite, including a master with a bathroom that extends over the side of the ship. That might make me a little nauseous. anxious.
Yeah, it would seem strange.
Yeah. I don't know. You're sitting, you're taking a shower, and you look down, and the water's moving below you.
I think you'd have to look, you'd have to see that.
I don't know. Or taking a bath, and you look through the bathtub, and you could see down below, and I don't know.
I think it'd be cooler if it was under the water.
Oh, yeah, that would be.
That'd be kind of cool.
But there'd be too much friction against it with it moving. But I don't know. They don't say how much that suite's going to cost, but it would be interesting. I'd like to see that. Norwegian Cruise Line reinstates the Hawaiian Island calls. So, yes, Hawaii is trying to entice people to come back. Last week, NCL said its Pride of America ship would skip regular calls to Kona and Hilo because of the persistent eruption. But now they are back on board with some of the cruise ships. They are going back to Hawaii. Kahala Coast, the North Kahala Coast, is about as far from the volcanic activity as one can get on the island, and it's teeming with a variety of activities. They're really trying to draw the tourists back, trying to get people not to cancel their plans. They say lava from Kilauea Volcano, which erupted more than a month ago. Can you believe it's been a month?
Right. It seems like it's just been ongoing for a while.
And now the news hardly even shows it anymore. It's just their problem, not ours. It covers, so far, 5,914 acres, 9.24 square miles. The island, though, is 75 miles long there. So, but they say it has destroyed about 467 homes. And some of the fissures are still boiling up. And the problem, a little bit more of the problem now, is the gas when it hits the water, too. The gases that come out, if it hits the salt water and whatnot. But to add whatever injury to whatever that saying is, they just had a 5.3 earthquake there.
Really?
Yes. Summit region of Kilauea hit the island of Hawaii on Friday. They said it didn't cause a tsunami. Gee, that's so nice. But they did have a small ash plume, but they say that it really didn't affect the surrounding area. So, I mean, Hawaii is just getting hit in all different directions. We're going to have Jason Cohn calling us from Hawaii in just a couple weeks to talk about what's going on. He's a business owner there, and he's going to tell us what's going on. I want to give you a heads up about all the trips that Adult Customized Tours ACT offers. They have a 9-day trip in October. The highlights of Poland, nonstop airfare from LAX, only $1,900. Give them a call at ACT. Their information is on the website. Borrego Springs Resort, they are still open. I know it's summer in Borrego Springs, but the golfing is fantastic, so you want to check it out. Go to the spa, Borrego Springs Resort, golf resort and spa in Borrego Springs. You know, go out and check it out now, and then go back during the season and have some fun. Also, Ave Maria Pilgrimage, she has some fabulous trips to the Holy Land and whatnot coming up this year as well. Their information is on the Traveling with Francois website. So take advantage of that website and see what everyone has to offer. All right, this is hot off the press. I got it last night. Due to rising fuel costs, several major airlines have announced they will increase ticket prices, apply fuel surcharges, or both. Airline executives at a recent industry meeting stated another way they plan to combat the fuel issue is to reduce the number of available seats on flights. So we talked about the prices going down, but the airlines are now, you know, it takes them so long to put something in the process, they will be raising some of their ticket prices, so be prepared for that. And Delta is retrofitting all its cabins for the Boeing 777s with new interiors, high fashion gear, Wi-Fi, all sorts of stuff. So there you go. I don't know. It was once I read it, it wasn't a really good article because it didn't tell you exactly what they were updating. They said the cabin interior, so maybe that's it. And they're going to probably try, when they do that, you know what happens is they try to squeeze another row,
right?
Some more seats in.
A fee or two.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Taking away an inch or two. I hope you don't notice it. So, anyway. All right. Well, that, I know I'm a little bit early here, but that's going to pretty much wind up today's show. Next week, we will be right back here. We want to congratulate our winners, Lisa, who won those Pageant of the Masters tickets. Congratulations to them. We have Kimberly, who won Dana Wharf whale watching passes for two. Everybody, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be right back here next week. Have a great week. Enjoy yourself. Be adventurous. And remember, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time. Bye.